won't find anything.
It will have been time well spent. You know my beliefs, and you know scientific fact. The Nearctic and Palearctic regions are interrelated. Animals of the Arctic have much in common with the vast land masses on the other side of the Bering Strait.
But you may find nothing.
And I shall be disappointed, but of course. But a scientist such as myself, how often is a dream realized by a man such as I? Eh? Come, stand with me at the door here. Out there, perhaps I shall find it. There where the snow lies and has lain for centuries. Think on it. There, captured in the ice.
Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
Do the Canadians know we're here?
No. They would say the same things. They'd try and stop me. They fear the same things. They fear what I may find may bring havoc to the world.
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
A Day in Winter.
Hey, but we're not a missing persons bureau.
Danny.
Let him have his say, Sam.
Look, heck, I'm not the boss here, I know that, but... Well, we've enough to do as it is. The evasion case that Chester Davis passed on to us. Where are we? You tell me, Lee.
Nowhere.
Right. Narcotics has shoved that opium deal across to us as well. These two cases and a couple more. Now we've got to stop what we're doing and go hunt down a missing nut.
Dr. Bruce Harkness is not a nut. He's our foremost authority on the evolution of man and mammal.
Okay, so good luck to him. Lee, I'm sorry to sound off like this, but every so often we get to look like the foul guys. Lee Masters, Johnny Bridges, and Sam here. We do the dirty work that any able state cop should be able to do.
How's the indigestion, Johnny?
Huh? Duff. Oh, okay.
Paperwork getting you down.
Yeah.
It's part and parcel of our job, Johnny, compiling and filing reports. The job isn't done till the paperwork's finished.
Yeah, I know, Lee,
but... Canada should do you good. They say the cold air cleans out the system.
Lee, I'm serious.
So am I. The hunt is on for Bruce Harkness. We're in on it, whether we like it or not.
Why Canada, Lee?
Well, Ames reckons he may be headed that way.
Why?
He's an individualist. He's worked all his mature life here in the States.
So Canada will give him employment?
Maybe. Maybe he just wants out. New land, new discoveries. The way he checked out of his last position indicated that he had a lot on his mind.
The Canadian authorities are keeping tabs, Lee?
Sure.
What's so special about him?
Oh, maybe I haven't been fair to you, Johnny. Read his dossier. It's on the table.
Okay.
I'm going to make a call.
N. S. 7, 8, 4, 5, 6, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you depend on sound, you can even count off the digits on the telephone. Why are you phoning your landlady?
Well, I reckon I'm coming with you.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Female intuition comes in useful sometimes. Hello, Mrs. Jamison.
Okay, Lee. Now I know why.
Yes, Johnny. He's got to be found. Fast.
Why there, Bruce?
Well, it should be obvious. In Greenland, a year ago, a mammal was found in the ice. The animal was intact. The middle Pleistocene period. The animal was preserved. They hacked it out, kept the ice round it. You know of this. I told you this.
I know, but why Canada?
Greenland and Baffin Island, the Franklin District, and the Queen Elizabeth Islands were all connected 500,000 years ago.
It's only a theory.
One I have proved. I've checked on the vegetation, too. There's nothing in central North Canada. But there, at Melville Hills, the same kind of vegetation dating back 500,000 years.
What's the trouble?
From here, the ice is smooth. We can't go faster. We must stand on the sledge.
Okay. Climb on, Jan.
Be a change. When will we get there?
In 2 days. We shall camp this night. The weather will be good.
Okay. Get her going again, Carnoot.
Hey! Hey!
Bruce, what are they frightened of?
Old spoons back in the States? I'll tell you later. It happened with a mammal found in Greenland, too, but I shall be cautious.
Is there any danger to us?
Of course. But does that matter? In view of what we may find?
No, of course not.
Even if we should die, Jan, we'll die famous.
Conrad will be along soon.
Okay, thanks.
You guys want some more coffee? You help yourselves. The machine's right there.
Thanks.
He thinks we're as crazy as I do.
Conrad will help us.
What can he tell us, Lee? Okay, so we know that Harkness has taken the powder, that he motored through to Canada, across the border 2 days ago, but since then?
Yeah, Lee, the trail is gone.
Then we pick it up again.
How?
Deduction, checking with Conrad, also a scientific authority, an ex-UCLA man, same as Harkness, knows him intimately.
Canada's a big place, wide, cold.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that, I'll be there right now. Give it to me. Right, all right.
Someone with a deep voice at the door.
Yeah.
Conrad has a deep voice. Jenny?
Yeah, it could be, from the description you gave me.
Lee Masters, I'm Arthur Conrad. I want to know why I was called down here. I'm a very busy man.
So am I, Mr. Conrad. Harry, we get a bit of privacy?
Yeah, sure. Office over there.
All right, let's go in, Mr. Conrad. I want to tell you a few things. I want you to tell me a few things.
Such as?
Such as things going very wrong at the hands of a man called Bruce Harkness.
Such as?
Such as a pandemic disease that may kill off mankind. Okay. Shall we go talk now?
Bruce knew his job, but he got sold on a few theories that were, well, not accepted by all of us. It is a fact that in the Arctic region, North America has much in common with the Palearctic. That's Europe, North Africa, and most of Asia. The Palearctic begins on the opposite side of the Bering Strait, of course.
Of course.
Huh? The American buffalo is close to the European bison. The moose resembles the elk. Caribou, the reindeer. Yeah, they could be identical species, right?
Right. Which presupposes that what was found in Greenland a few years back could be found in North Canada. The last time I spoke to Bruce, he was sold on it. Sold on finding evidence of a mammal of the middle Pleistocene period preserved up there.
Nothing has been found yet?
Nope.
But it could be?
Perhaps. If the theory that the Nearctic and Palearctic regions were once landmass... Some geologists believe it to have been so.
You?
Yeah.
Where would Harkness look for a mammal preserved in ice?
Well, that's not easy to answer. If he does find it, well, he'd have to be careful. Once the mantle is hacked out of the ice, it'll rot rapidly. Just fall to pieces.
Exactly. And if it was killed in the first place by a disease...
Well, then, what you said to me earlier may happen. A new deadly disease may spread over the world. Now, of course, the mantle could have died from natural causes. Then there'd be no worry.
Will Harkness find one?
He's always achieved what he aimed to achieve, Mr. Masters.
Okay. Back to first base. Where?
I don't know. Let me think of it. He mentioned a few places. I may remember.
Not may, Conrad. Must. You must remember. It's one heck of a coastline. Maybe he'd even hunt on Baffin Island. All the islands in the Franklin District. But there's no time.
You worried, Lee?
Yes.
Lee, he may not find anything. If he does, it may not spread disease. Look, Conrad told us Harkness has been up this part of Canada many times hunting around. He's found nothing. Why should he find something now?
Why should a man take a powder, Johnny, right before the World Science Symposium in New York? Why pull out, run for it, disappear, try and hide his tracks?
Because maybe he just wants to follow up a theory. Maybe he felt tied down, just wanted out.
The symposium is in 2 weeks.
So?
So use your nut, Johnny. What is he, like a kid chasing up a dream? Or a man who wants to present a fact to the most august scientific body in the world?
Oh, yeah, I get it. He's on to something.
Right. That's why we were called in. But where?
Lee, Conrad mentioned the district above Lake Lebois.
Yeah. Hey, maybe he employed a guide, an Eskimo. Bob, when do we get there?
Half an hour.
Thanks.
You guys haven't even told me what you're doing up here. All I know is I was asked to fly you in. What gives?
Oh, I'm just looking up someone.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you something. Winter's a bad time for looking up anyone. You aiming to travel across land?
Some.
Rather you than me.
I'm told you know the Eskimo community at Les Bois.
Yeah. Why?
I want to ask some questions, Bob.
Well, again, I wish you luck. Okay, now who's taking anyone out?
Not no.
Oh, great. Where are all the men?
They hunt caribou.
All of them?
All but one.
Who's he?
Kadanook.
Where is he?
He take man or man.
Yeah, this sounds like it.
Well, where'd he take them?
One day, 2 day gone.
Were they Americans?
Not Eskimo.
A man? A woman? Where did they go?
She's pointing Melville Hills way, about 20 miles from here.
Did Kadanook say where they were going, what they were doing?
No. Get sugar now.
Okay, Sam, hand over the stuff we bought from the store. Bob, can we get a guide? Someone who can take us out to Melville Hills. We'll need parkas, skin coats, gloves, rations, the lot.
Hey, Sam. You ever see so much snow in your life? Great, huh?
Johnny, stop prancing around. We've got a long trip ahead of us. Conserve your energy.
Care for a sleigh ride, Lee?
No, I'll just keep walking in its tracks. We'll stop in an hour. Eat, rest. Johnny, keep your eyes open. They tell me it hasn't snowed in 5 days. Harkness's tracks may still be...
Can those wolves harm us?
Oh, not if we're careful.
Bruce, you said you'd explain things to me once we got here.
Any more coffee going on the fire there?
Bruce.
Okay, honey, but pour me some coffee while I talk. Yeah, well, you've been married to me long enough to know that... Okay, maybe I'm ambitious, but also I reckon I'm dedicated. I think I'll find something here.
Did you have to run away from New York to do it? Here's your coffee.
No, thanks. I didn't run, Jan. I want to find that something and present it to some people. I've got a couple of weeks to do it in, to be recognized. No mammal has been found preserved in this part of the world. I want to be the first.
The science symposium?
Yeah.
I'm in your class, but I'm not all that stupid. It had to be that. But Bruce, this kind of find, it could have been found any time.
Maybe I just have a sense of the theatrical as well. You should know that by now.
Does anyone ever know anyone, even after 2 years of marriage? Bruce, you said there was a chance of havoc being let loose. How come?
Well, when something from the ancient past is found preserved, heaven knows it hasn't happened often, there's always the danger of releasing to the world what killed that animal. The germs that may have struck it down, that killed it, caused it to drop into a crevasse, maybe, and be covered by snow and be preserved. Those germs may have lived on in the preserved flesh of the mammal.
What happens, usually?
Usually, prehistoric mammals aren't found. But sometimes... Karbaleski found one in the Urals in 52. A team was with him. The mammal was examined in its frozen state, then transported piecemeal to Moscow. There it was kept in a room that was constantly below zero. Karbaleski and the others examined it, wearing equipment.
They took no chances, in other words.
Right.
We're taking a chance.
Right again. Maybe I'm being reckless, but I believe the odds on the mammal still being able to infect us are virtually nil. But it could happen, though.
It could kill the world?
Yeah, maybe. I've always been accused of being cold-hearted. Maybe I am. Tomorrow we'll scout around and maybe make the scientific find that'll lift me into the ranks of the great.
What gives, Johnny?
The dogs have found a sled trail, Lee. Our guide reckons it was made 2-3 days ago, moving fast Melville Hills.
I tell him to call in the dogs. We found what we want. Get the dogs tied in. We're moving again.
All right.
Lee, can our guide be trusted? He saw all of them.
We got him almost by accident, I know. But he's led us well so far, and we've got to trust him. Without him, out here in the snow, we wouldn't even get back to base camp alive.
You see, the indications are that the substrata will hold the evidence of what they ate. The vegetation that abounded here 500,000 years ago. Somewhere around here, caught in the ice. Here. I'm close to it.
Bruce, I think it's going to snow again.
Okay, so it snows. We've got enough food, and that cave will be warm enough. Now you bring the rest of the equipment, and I'll wait. Karnuk? Wolves again?
No, it is dogs of Eskimo. Someone come.
Maybe a trapper or something. It'll be okay.
There they are, coming up towards us. And coming fast.
Three, four, big sled. Many dogs.
The police? But I've done nothing wrong.
The whole of the world's looking for you, Bruce.
Whoever it is, they won't stop me now.
Bruce Harkness.
What do you want?
You. I'm Lee Masters. This is Johnny Bridges, Sam Darlington.
What do you want?
Like I said, you.
Cops?
FBI special assignment. Getting you back to the States. Okay?
No, I'm not going back.
Get him, Johnny.
Lee, the ice is broken. He's on an overhanging ledge. Trapped.
Bruce.
Go to her, Sam. Stay with her.
Okay, Lee. Come on, honey. Now, you just come on.
Okay, Johnny. Describe it.
He's up the hill a bit. The ice and snow is hard. When he ran, oh, some of it fell away. He's just standing, looking at us. He can't move, Lee. If he moves, what he's standing on may break, slide. There's a drop into a crevasse on each side of him, deep. There's a narrow path of ice to him.
Take me to it, Johnny.
Okay.
Here.
Here.
Harkness. Don't lift your voice. Don't shout. You know the fix you're in. I'm blind, Harkness. I depend on feel, touch, sound. I'm going to walk this narrow strip of ice to you. If it takes me, it'll take you back again.
Lee, if it breaks...
Right. Now, let's hope I can feel vibrations through these gloves. Johnny, I'm going to crouch down, hands and knees, feeling in front of me with my hands. Now, whatever happens, don't follow me. Not yet.
Okay.
Still taking my weight. Move. To the left a little. Left hand out. Pat the ice. Further out. No, it's thinner. Solid here, under my knees. Okay. If I can stand. Yeah. Okay, Harkness. The ice won't break. I'm going back the way I came. You follow me, but don't come onto the ice with me.
Swiftly. Harkness, you can come over now.
Oh, Bruce.
Oh, honey.
Oh.
Honey, I thought I was a goner there.
Didn't you see?
Mr. Masters, I owe you my life, I reckon. What can I do to...
Come back with us now, without duress, and promise to hunt up prehistorics in future, without endangering the world.
All right. You have my word.
Okay, Sam. Johnny, let's go.
Have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Henny van Dyke.